Hey guys, so I did say that I was going to get my AMA up today, hopefully, so it's going to be late, but I'm going to get it done. Thanks everybody who responded. So I guess I'm going to run through and see what kind of questions you guys sent me. I'm going to start with the first one is probably my favorite. It's why must Kitty defenestrate? I'm going to take this as why your name and not why is a cat throwing things out a window. Really, my name is, there's of course a story behind it, but I just really like defenestrate. And honestly, if no one keeps me in check, I'd probably wind up as a crazy cat lady somewhere. So... but defenestrate is just a really fun word. And no, I don't throw any cats out windows. Do I have a fantasy that every time I think about it gets me going? And can I explain in detail? I don't usually have one thing that gets me going. My posts, I tend to be pretty switchy, but usually if I'm fantasizing, I'm a sub, so, I mean, pretty much any sort of situation like that kind of gets me going. There's a few in here about a size fetish, stuff like that. I don't have one. I'm not entirely sure what that is. I mean, I can guess from the context. And there's also one asking if I can do an audio like that. I guess I would need to find a good script for something like that, and maybe I could give it a try. I don't know. If you guys ever think of find an audio script that you think would be good for me, feel free to shoot it to me. I mostly just improv my stuff. I have some things planned out, but for the most part, that's all off the cuff. But I'm not against doing scripted stuff. Have I ever had a plug in my ass while having a cock or something in my pussy? I have not. I like anal. I like using my plugs, but I'm never really done both at the same time. How do I dress at home? I'm lazy as hell at home. If there's nobody around, you can bet I'm in PJs and probably like a hoodie and PJ bottoms and not much else. If you can't guess from my posts, I like to be comfortable. I like things like the silly prints on my underwear. And this is not a plug for them, but I fucking love MeUndies, and they have great stuff. I just like to keep it fun. I mean, I have some sexier stuff, too. But sexy stuff is rarely comfortable. Let's see. What qualities do I look for in a guy? Usually for me, I want somebody who's at least relaxed and fun to be around. I mean, I think that's pretty standard. Otherwise, I mean, somebody who's got some interests. I'm a huge nerd, so it'd be good if you have some interests of your own, too. I don't need to be seen to every second of the day. And honestly, physically, I don't think I really have a type. I tend to like guys who are taller than me, but I'm pretty damn short, so that's not hard to do. Plus, I like guys that are taller than me, because then that gives them plausible deniability to look down my shirt. And I think that's fun. So I guess, yeah, I mean, I'm not real concrete on what I look for in a guy, other than, you know, Confidence is sexy. Confidence is always sexy. Let's see. If I were to have sex in public, where is one risky place and one less risky place I would have sex? I'm pretty sure sex in public is just inherently risky. So I wouldn't mind doing something like out at a park or something like that in a secluded area. I think that might be fun. I guess, yeah. More risky, I guess, would be like, I don't know, in the bathroom at a bar or something. Never really thought about it much. Do I have a Redditor that's become a close friend? Yeah, I have a couple. Because I've been posting on here for almost 2 years now. So my second cake day is coming up next month. And I think, yeah, I have a couple that are close friends that I talk to, if not every day, pretty damn close. So that's pretty cool. I like that. The next question is just, do I turn people on purpose? And what turns me on? Of course, I turn people on purpose. Why do you think I post on Reddit? I think it's fun. And honestly, the biggest turn on for me is knowing that somebody finds me sexy. So if I'm going around in a low cut shirt, which my tits are massive and make every shirt look low cut, so yeah, that's a turn on for me to know that guys are checking me out. Next question is just age, which I'm not going to tell you my age because I don't think it matters too much. So I guess I have been around for some time, longer than my Reddit account. Let's see. This one isn't a question, but I appreciate it. Let's see. My favorite position and why for the next question. So I am a big fan of doggy, just because it feels fantastic from behind. Everything feels so tight. It feels awesome to be pounded from behind. Otherwise, I like things where I can see my partner's face, so I can watch him and the pleasure that he's getting. So, what about GWA do I enjoy? I it's just a lot of fun. I like being able to do the acting part of it a bit. That's new for me. I don't have an acting background or anything like that. This is totally new. So I've been enjoying it. It's fun for me to try and come up with different fantasies and figure out what I can do to make sounds or how to edit things in. Like if you've listened to my stuff, I pretty much don't edit. That's pretty much all a single take on my stuff. Mostly because I'm too lazy to edit and I prefer to just get it right in one go. And a follow-up to that is what made me start doing GWA in addition to my other posts, my pictures and videos. And honestly, I was just kind of cruising around and I think I found another poster who I talked to, and they might be able to guess who they are. I don't know. But I found another poster who also does pictures and things in addition to audio. And I think I stumbled across one of his pictures and then started creeping on his profile and found his audios and decided I'd give it a shot because it's really fucking sexy. And I've had a lot of fun. Which, I mean, kind of that's how I started doing any of my posting on Gone Wild. I liked seeing the pictures that other people had posted, and just thought it would be fun to give it a try. Am I single? Nope, I'm not. I'm taken. And I've been with my partner for quite a long time at this point, so I'll follow up to my Redditor close friends. Clearly, I should have read these questions a little more closely before I sat down to record this. But, oh well, I guess it's kind of a ramble AMA. So, would I let my close Reddit friend fuck me if I have a chance? I don't know. I mean, I just said I'm not single, so that makes it complicated, but yeah, I don't know. I might. Depends on the circumstances. Are my posts planned or spontaneous? So I would say the answer to that is yes. My pictures and videos are almost all spontaneous, just something that pops into my head and I decide to do it. My audios are generally planned. Like I said, I usually go into them with an idea of what I want to do. Like the professor one I actually had on my mind for a few weeks before I managed to find the time to record that one. And it was just me kind of going round and round in my head of, okay, I can do this, and then I do this part, and then I try this part, and should I make it longer or shorter? And that's the other thing. I never know how long an audio is going to be when I start. Never. So the audios take more planning, but pictures and things, it's usually I'll take a picture of myself and go, oh, that's really hot. I'm going to post it. So, yeah. What would be my perfect date and what has been my best date? I like to keep things pretty chill. Honestly, I'm kind of I like the dinner and a movie sort of thing. I think that's nice. Maybe a walk afterwards. I'm fairly low maintenance. I don't need to be out somewhere super fancy. I do like took myself on like a day trip date thing that was just me, a solo day. That was pretty awesome. I just went and explored a city near me. That was a lot of fun. I'd like something like that, just tooling around or going to see museums and stuff. I enjoy that. Next question. A male, male, female, or male, female, female? If I were to be in a threesome, I would prefer to be the only woman. Just because women, I'm quite straight. Question that a little bit now and then with pictures that I see. But in general, I can appreciate a woman when she's sexy, but doesn't really do anything for me. So I would much rather have a couple of cocks that I get to play with. So next one. Someone's asking, they noticed in some of my posts of my tits, sometimes there's some milk there, and they're asking if I'm lactating. Yes, I am, for the traditional reason that you would lactate. So yeah, don't know when that's gonna stop, but yep, I am. What's the routine for a kitty masturbation session? Honestly, I'm usually, if I'm trying to get off, I'm really sleepy and I'm tired and want to relax. And so usually it's just me and my fingers. I have toys. I'm ultimately lazy, and when I get off, I just want to be able to roll over in bed and go to sleep rather than get up again and clean my toys. So I usually just play with my clit, and I find an audio or a story to read. I frequent Literotica, so those are my go-to forms of porn. Every now and then, I'll look up an actual like porn video or something, but for the most part, all that acting is just so over the top. That's part of why I like GWA, because it's a little more real. So yeah. How do I recommend individuals? male, female, non-binary, other to get into GWA. Honestly, if you want to do it, just do it. I know a lot of people who are big into it. I know, have some pretty sophisticated setups, and those are people who are doing other voice acting jobs, or they have podcasts and things like that, or they just want to because it's fun. I don't blame them at all. But honestly, I just record with my phone and my AirPods most of the time. One of mine I recorded on my laptop with my gaming headset, but I didn't like the sound quality as much. So I mostly just stick to my headphones. I might get a real mic one day, I'm not sure. But I'd like to, but for now I like doing it this way, and there's nothing wrong with that. You get some decent sound quality. If you really, really want to get into GWA and you're not like you're worried about what to do or how to start or something like that, I talked to some of the people at GW Backstage, which is another sub for people who are working on things for GWA, or they're people who write scripts or actors or just people who want to know about it. So you can talk to some of the people over there. Apologies if you hear this and I murder your name, but Hellenbach is one of the mods over there, and he's pretty cool. He talked to me a bunch and helped me out, so shout out to him. But if you want to do it, just do it. Like, that's kind of why I started posting on Reddit in general. I hit what I'll call a milestone birthday, and decided that I wanted to do more things than I was doing, and just said, fuck it, and tried it. And I really like it, so, yeah. Next one is more comment, but somebody, thank you for the compliment. It's very nice. Somebody saying that I'm sexy and awesome, which, of course, I'm sexy and awesome. Thank you. Do I have a gag reflex? Yes. Yes, I do. If you hear me gagging or something in an audio or a video, when you see me like sucking on a toy, which in my audios, that is most definitely what I'm doing. If I gag when I'm doing that, you hear that? Yeah, it's 100% real. Yes, I have a gag reflex. Can I make a video where I try to milk myself? I mean, I guess I could. It's one of those, like, for me, the fact that I'm lactating it's not a fetish at all for me. Like, it's not something I'm into. For me, it's just a biological necessity. Like I said, I'm lactating for the standard reason why a female would lactate and have milk. And I just kind of see it as the biological reason, but I mean, I guess I could. I think I worry some about turning off other people who are very not into it, which is probably why I haven't done it, but I'll think about it for future. And the last question on here is, what's my favorite sex toy? Usually I'd say my rabbit, which is, I've had people ask me what that means before. It's got penetration and clit stimulation at the same time. That's pretty awesome. I like that. In general, I just like vibrators and things. I get way more pleasure out of my clit being played with than being fucked necessarily. Obviously, I enjoy that greatly as well. But I would say I like vibrating toys more than anything else. I have some dildos that I do enjoy that are fun. Sometimes I like to feel really full. But I'm not a size queen or anything like that. So, I don't know. Yeah, I have a few toys that I like. So, and that is the end of the list. Oh, I think there was another question that I got on Reddit that was, "Can I suck your tits?" I'm not gonna just make a blanket offer of that to people, 'cause one, that sounds a little creepy. And two, I'm not gonna offer my tits to just anyone on the internet. But yeah, so thanks for all the questions, everybody, and thank you very much for all the follows. Like I said, if you guys have any, if anybody comes across a script or something that they think that I would be good for, or they have an idea for a post, either audio or picture or anything, feel free to shoot me a message. The chat feature on Reddit kind of sucks. I do try, though, to respond to all DMs. It might take me a bit, depending on what I'm up to at the time, but I do try to respond to everybody. So, just shoot me a message with a link or something like that. Let's see. Oh, I keep meaning to have like an anonymous feedback form, so hopefully I'll try and get that up in the next week or so. Obviously, I'm terrible at timing things, and I try to post, but it's kind of sporadic. I want to be more regular. I would like to at least be posting a couple pictures every week, and an audio every week if I can manage it, but that relies on me having time and my life cooperating as well. So yeah, this has gone on for almost 22 minutes, so I think I'm gonna call it here. You guys have a wonderful evening, and in theory, this is gonna go up on Valentine's Day, so have a lovely Valentine's or a lovely Friday, whichever you choose to take it as. And again, thanks very much, everybody. I really appreciate it. Have a good night.